we discussed at our last meeting, the Town Hall Arts and Cultural Center accessibility renovations. And the talk at the meeting centered on the long ramp that the accessibility committee recommended as the best way to enter into the Town Hall Arts and Cultural Center. The question of a roof was raised, and staff wrote the opinion that you'd still have snow blow in and things under the roof. The question was raised about the cost of building in the whole ramp with glass or whatever, and staff were to further investigate that. What was discovered was that when you build in something closed in, then you're subject to all the building codes. So you can't just build in a big ramp and not make it subject to building codes and air quality and exchange and everything else. And the cost for that came up around $750,000. So we're back to the discussion again about placement of the ramp. And this is Mike, who's not here.
No, Mike's not available today.
He's not available today.
So the two options in the report from Mr. McLeod from the last meeting, on the bottom of page two of his report, if you want it fully enclosed, just a wood structure, so $400,000, which would have to be engineered. So that'll take quite a bit of time. And the other part is if you want it glass, $750,000 because of the nature of the structure. Same thing, has to be all engineered and everything because of the weight of the glass and everything, the steel. That'll be required.
So we're back to the discussion again about a ramp on the outside of the building, a ramp going up Gorham Street and going in through that main building, which would give more jigs and tweaks, or just move forward on a straight ramp between the Royal Bank and the existing Town Hall Arts and Cultural Center. And then the issue of maintenance and who's going to maintain it will be a discussion for another day. Councilor Charlton?
Could we invite Elise up to discuss this if you're not in such a room with you?
There's no reason why not. She is here. There were three suggestions. The accessibility committee came up with the one they chose. And I think, is there anything that we missed about why that long single ramp was chosen?
Many little reasons come together to really make that the only viable option. I have not seen a good option for the inside, to be honest, for all those reasons and more. And a lot of the difficult to articulate reasons have to do with meaningful accessibility. So it has to be comfortable and inviting and attractive to make people want to go there. That's what we're trying to do. So covering isn't really great. There are some heated mat options. They're not ideal either. They're gonna be a bit fussy, like I have some quotes there, and they might come up to 25,000. So we're back to like maybe the operational costs, which do sound inflated because of the unionized labor, extra manpower. But I just wanna highlight the society chair's point that they are open to cost sharing. So I understand, you know, it's maybe hard to get into those details. We gave them money for cleaning, for example, so that we're not micromanaging. They know their schedule. They could look at when they have people coming in. We do have men on the street, so he's offering, you know, we'll take after hours if you can do regular hours. Yeah, my highlight is location should not be a question, and cost sharing is on the table.
So do we want to stick with the ramp as it was without the cover?
Yes.
Councilor Mero.
I think we should. I think we should just put the ramp, no cover, and look at the cost sharing. also have to realize we have a lot more accessibility issues in that building that we have to take care of, so we have to be very careful of the money that we spend on this ramp. We also have to make the upstairs, rooms upstairs, accessible, and, we're gonna have to do that in the future as well.
And we have some grant money based on some, yeah, so I would definitely rather see money spent inside than on covering.
Councilor Gidney, did I hear you echo?
No, yeah, I agree 100% with Councilor Murrow. Have to get the ramp done, and then there's things that will be done inside, so by taking that route, that would be the best solution, the way that we look at, the way that I see it.
Any disagreement on council about the long ramp? Carlton?
I just had a concern brought forward from one of my constituents, Jean Stewart, who's also on the accessibility committee, and she had mentioned that, you know, things like there's snow and stuff like that, the things you can't see, like ice and stuff like that, deter her from accessing places like that, so I am in favor of the outside ramp, I think that makes sense. I'm just wondering, I guess to Elise's comment, if there could be some provisions, you know, maybe it's a heat mat or something like that, like you suggested, that would give a little bit more, I guess, comfort level for someone like me that has those accessibility concerns, and she can feel confident accessing that ramp.
Any other concerns? Someone want to make a recommendation for our next meeting regarding this? Councilor Brown?
I move that we bring this back to the next meeting as a recommendation to build the single ramp outside uncovered.
Between the two buildings?
Between the two buildings.
Seconder for that motion? Fox? Any further discussion? Councilor Charlton?
So just to clarify, when that process is underway, something like a heat mat or something like that would be looked at and subject to what you have left in your budget, or? Or is that something you look at later if it potentially is an issue, I guess, that you're not expecting it to be?
It would certainly add to the budget, like I said, maybe $25,000, so whereas otherwise that might be more operational clearing, which again, if it was sharing and we didn't have to get into the after hours, it might not be that high. I'll certainly look at the options, it's not super clean ideal, but no extra salt, sand, further ways of making it safe.
So with you being on that committee and the representative there, you're comfortable with the outside ramp to start and then come into it?
Yes, there are outside ramps that are safe.
Thank you.
Any other questions? If no one can answer the question? All those in favor? Contrary? Passed. Building official regional cooperation. So speaking about regional, our neighboring county to the east, I guess we call them, of the north, the municipal units in the counties of Lunenburg are working together to share building inspectors. They're also going to be looking at sharing dangerous and unsightly and fire inspection, and all such people become the employees of municipality of District of Lunenburg, and the units help contribute to that organizational body. As you all know, we've been in dire need of another building inspector. We have one now at this point in time. And so staff met and did some preliminary discussion about, is it possible that we in the region of Queens join the regional effort of Lunenburg County? For example, except for that invisible boundary line, we have Broad Cove, and then we have Eastport Medway, a or we have Lapland, and then we have Buckfield, and we have all these communities that are so close. So does it make sense, let's say if there's a force of six or seven or however many building inspectors in one office where the applications are coming in and out, and a person looks and says, okay, so we have seven or nine properties that need to be looked at in the Broad Cove, Mill Village, Port Medway area. This person's gonna go do those. And someone else may be sent to do, you know, an extreme other end of Lunenburg. Someone, does it make sense to enter into or for staff to further progress with discussions about how we can regionally share a service like building inspectors? I don't believe it's by law and unsightly. Are we considering CAO McNeil just the building inspector? Because I notice they are also sharing dangerous and unsightly.
Just building inspector.
So that's the question for today. Is there any interest in council in working with the municipal units in Lunenburg and coming up with a way that we can work together and find an effective way to speed up building permits and to get things done? Is there any interest in cooperating with the units down there? Councillor Gidney?
Question. So, does that mean that we would not have a building inspector here per se? Is that correct? Could be regionalized out of Lunenburg?
Those would be the fine details. One would assume there may still be a physical office here. I mean, people would still, I wouldn't think we'd expect our citizens to go to Lunenburg to file forms. But would they always be focused here or sent it out of here? That would be a detail that they would work out.
Because what I'm looking at is the fee structure. Like, so would we then pay so much per visit? So much, like, would we incur more because there's now six building inspectors, for example, and when there's a share of this, and like there's a lot of details that I'd have to really see some more details of cost sharing and how that would work and what we're paying now versus what would this be of any value to us.
So before we get to the details, we have to know if we're even interested in going that way. It's no sense to get, you know, if you want staff to further work along this thing and to find those details, you have to say yes, we're interested in going that way. Not understanding it's not a final decision.
Okay, I'm definitely in agreement in that respect, but there's a lot of questions that I have. So to be fair, I am in agreement, but I'd have to see the bottom line to see what the cost savings.
No promises made, but yeah, should be interested in seeing what it could look like and how it could benefit people in our county.
Exactly.
Councillor Charlton?
I'm also open to this because, I mean, our planning department, we know it's understaffed and we're trying to add more people to it, and our public wants to be able to access permits and have inspections done, you know, as quick as possible. I'm just wondering why, if there is the fires and the building inspection, fire inspection, and dangerous and unsightly, it notes there that with this initiative, why we would only explore the building and the fire, why wouldn't we potentially explore them all? Because I know when Kelly Ann, she gets called over to a dog call, she'd be gone for 3 or 4 hours, so it's only her for our bylaw enforcement. So if we're going to look at this, would it make sense to look at this as a whole?
It will eventually. This group that's set up right now in Lunenburg County with the four or five municipalities, that's their end goal, is to have all these things.
Okay.
But they recognize they can't do them all at once, so the first focus is on building inspection.
Okay.
And then eventually, if it goes well, then they'll add the fire inspection to that piece, then potentially add the building or the bylaw stuff.
Councillor Brown?
I'm in favor of looking forward to doing more investigation on this, because I know we've got areas that that border, like Country Line Road down in Danesville, that we send building inspectors from Lunenburg County out to do one side of the road and from Queens County to do the other side of the road. Ullman's Point out over on the north shore of Maliga, that's completely surrounded by Lunenburg County. We have to send our people through Lunenburg County to get there. It makes a lot of sense. And when we have trouble with our, you know, with keeping up to date, we already have agreements in place that we get a building inspector to come from Shelburne or Lunenburg. In the past, it's been done to bring somebody in, so it's not like it's new. But I agree with Councillor Gidney that we need to see what the numbers are, but I think we have to go forward to find out what those numbers are.
Right, and I think it would also give us that full slate of building inspectors with those various levels. Other comments? Worth pursuing? Get to the details?
I'll move that we pursue this, or do we need to move, or just give us that direction?
I think we need a recommendation to continue investigation.
Yeah, I'm just consensus, I think it's fine.
Just a consensus?
Yeah.
We'll move it. Councillor Fancy?
We're not discussing permits or anything here. We're all doing just the building inspector, right?
What do you mean by permits?
And again, as we have problems with here, being able to get a permit in a fashionable time, that's not something we're looking at sharing either.
Well, the building permits would all go through, it's all wrapped.
Building permits and everything be covered?
It's all wrapped.
That's what this is, building permits, yeah.
Building permits, building inspectors, all wrapped together to get stuff out the door.
Okay, I was just thinking the inspectors going out.
No.
No. So right now, for the most part in Lunenburg County, it's all electronic. Ours is still paper-based.
Right.
So they don't need, they can sit anywhere. They can sit at the kitchen table and do permits electronically, accept the permits, do the documentation, submit it back to the person. Very quickly and issue permits very quickly. That way it gets all electronic up there, whereas ours isn't paper-based. But this is all about speeding up the process. So if you go to, so for instance, right now, there's the town of Bridgewater buys their building inspection services from the District of Lunenburg. This District of Lunenburg hired their staff, so now they gotta buy the service back from them. If you're in the town of Bridgewater, you can get a building permit in 2 or 3 days. You haven't been able to get a building permit in Queens County in a decade. But that's what this process is about. Is there a way that we can speed up the process so that it doesn't matter who you are, if you're doing, as somebody said, if you're doing 5 inspections of one particular property or one area of the South Shore, you send one person to all 5 in one day, as opposed to saying, I'll get there in 3 days because I've got these other permits to do. But also processing permits. You could have somebody just sitting in the office processing permits all day and getting stuff done, versus looking at a permit and then going out in the field all day. There's nobody in our office to process the permits anymore, and you come back the next day and you've got 12 of them, and then you don't get to them, and you're back out in the field again. This will speed up that whole process. And so if you look at what they're doing in Lunenburg County, and like I said, you can get a permit in Bridgewater now in 2 or 3 days. You're looking at probably 14 to 21 here in Queens County, because we just don't have the resources to speed
that up. That won't mean it will be part of this electronic.
Well, we're gonna have to eventually. Technology is gonna, we're there now for the most part. It's, we can't keep the paper-based, we can't keep a paper-based system.
Okay.
Councillor Charlton.
I can't remember, but did we put money in the budget this year to start that process of electronic in our planning department?
We put money in the reserve, yes.
Yeah.
Knowing that we wouldn't get it done this year, but
right, so then
we put it aside for the electronics. So is there consensus? Anyone strongly opposed? I thank you for that. We need a motion to move in camera, and we'll take a 10-minute break. Moved by Councillor Fancy, seconded by Councillor Brown. Those in favor?